The Obesity Code, Unlocking the Secrets of Weight Loss. By Jason Fung. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. The Obesity Code, Unlocking the Secrets of Weight Loss by Jason Fung is a comprehensive guide to understanding and managing obesity. The book explains why traditional approaches to weight loss have failed and provides an evidence-based approach for achieving lasting success. It covers topics such as insulin resistance, hormones, hunger signals, metabolism, diet composition, exercise physiology, and more. Fung begins by discussing the history of obesity research and how it has evolved over time. He then dives into the science behind obesity, explaining how our bodies regulate energy balance through hormones like insulin and leptin. He also discusses how certain foods can trigger hormonal responses that lead to overeating or cravings. Next, he examines different diets, from low-fat/high-carbohydrate diets to ketogenic diets, in terms of their effectiveness for weight loss. He looks at both short-term studies as well as long-term studies on various dietary interventions. Finally, he offers practical advice on implementing a successful diet plan based on his findings. In addition to providing information about nutrition and diet plans, Fung also addresses lifestyle factors that can affect weight loss such as sleep quality, stress levels, and physical activity levels. He emphasizes the importance of creating healthy habits rather than relying solely on willpower or quick fixes. Overall, The Obesity Code is an informative read with plenty of useful tips for those looking to lose weight in a sustainable way. It's written in an accessible style so even readers without any prior knowledge will be able to understand its contents easily. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Calories are not the only factor in weight loss. Calories are only one factor in weight loss, and focusing solely on them can be counterproductive. Other factors such as hormones, insulin, and hunger must be taken into account to achieve successful weight loss. Main idea number 2. Insulin is the key hormone in weight loss. Insulin is the key hormone in weight loss, and understanding how it works is essential for successful weight loss. High levels of insulin can lead to weight gain, while low levels can lead to weight loss. Main idea number 3. Intermittent fasting is an effective weight loss tool. Intermittent fasting is an effective weight loss tool that can help to reduce insulin levels and increase fat burning. It involves periods of fasting and eating, and can be tailored to individual needs. Main idea number 4. Exercise is important for overall health. Exercise is important for overall health, but it is not necessarily the most important factor in weight loss. It can help to increase muscle mass and reduce fat, but it is not a substitute for diet. Main idea number 5. Diet is the most important factor in weight loss. Diet is the most important factor in weight loss, and understanding how different foods affect the body is essential for successful weight loss. Eating a balanced diet with plenty of vegetables and avoiding processed foods is key. Main idea number 6. Stress can lead to weight gain. Stress can lead to weight gain, as it can cause the body to produce more cortisol, which can lead to increased appetite and cravings for unhealthy foods. Reducing stress and finding healthy ways to cope with it is important for successful weight loss. Main idea number 7. Sleep is essential for weight loss. Sleep is essential for weight loss, as it helps to regulate hormones and reduce stress. Getting enough sleep is important for successful weight loss, as it can help to reduce cravings and increase energy levels. Main idea number 8. Portion control is important. Portion control is important for successful weight loss, as it can help to reduce calorie intake and prevent overeating. Eating smaller portions and avoiding processed foods can help to reduce calorie intake and promote weight loss. Main idea number 9. Avoiding processed foods is essential. Avoiding processed foods is essential for successful weight loss, as they are often high in calories and low in nutrients. Eating whole, unprocessed foods is key for successful weight loss, as they are more nutritious and can help to reduce calorie intake. Main idea number 10. Eating slowly can help with weight loss. Eating slowly can help with weight loss, as it can help to reduce calorie intake and prevent overeating. Eating slowly can also help to reduce stress and increase satisfaction from meals. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Calories are only one factor in weight loss, and focusing solely on them can be counterproductive. Other factors such as hormones, insulin, and hunger must be taken into account to achieve successful weight loss. Hormones play a major role in regulating metabolism and appetite, so it is important to understand how they work when trying to lose weight. Insulin is the hormone that helps regulate blood sugar levels. If these levels become too high or too low due to poor diet choices or lack of exercise, then this can lead to an increase in body fat storage. Finally, hunger plays a large part in determining whether we eat more than our body's need for energy. If we feel hungry all the time, then it will be difficult to stick with any kind of healthy eating plan. In order for successful long-term weight loss results, it is essential that all of these factors are taken into consideration alongside calorie intake. Eating nutritious foods that provide adequate amounts of vitamins and minerals while avoiding processed foods will help keep hormones balanced and reduce cravings caused by imbalances in blood sugar levels. Regular physical activity also helps maintain healthy insulin sensitivity, which prevents excess fat storage from occurring. By understanding how calories fit into the bigger picture of healthful living rather than just counting them alone, you can create sustainable habits that promote lasting success with your weight loss goals. Main idea number 2. Insulin is the key hormone in weight loss, and understanding how it works is essential for successful weight loss. High levels of insulin can lead to weight gain, as they cause the body to store more fat. Low levels of insulin, on the other hand, can help promote weight loss by allowing the body to burn stored fat for energy. This means that controlling your insulin levels is an important part of any effective diet plan. In The Obesity Code, Unlocking the Secrets of Weight Loss by Jason Fung, he explains how managing your blood sugar and insulin levels are critical components in achieving long-term success with a healthy lifestyle. He outlines strategies such as intermittent fasting and carbohydrate restriction, which have been proven to reduce circulating insulin levels and improve overall health. By understanding how our bodies respond to different foods and activities, we can make informed decisions about what we eat and when we exercise. By keeping our blood sugar stable throughout the day through mindful eating habits, regular physical activity, adequate sleep patterns and stress management techniques, we can ensure that our bodies remain in a state where they are able to effectively use stored fat for energy rather than storing it away. Main idea number 3. Intermittent fasting is an effective weight loss tool that can help to reduce insulin levels and increase fat burning. It involves periods of fasting and eating, and can be tailored to individual needs. During the fasting period, no food or calorie-containing beverages are consumed for a set amount of time. This allows the body to use stored energy from fat cells instead of relying on glucose from carbohydrates in food. The benefits of intermittent fasting include improved metabolic health, increased fat burning, reduced inflammation, better blood sugar control, improved cholesterol levels, and more efficient weight loss. Additionally, it has been shown to improve mental clarity and focus, as well as reduce hunger cravings. Intermittent fasting is not suitable for everyone, so it's important to consult with your doctor before starting any new diet plan. However, if you do decide to try intermittent fasting, then there are several different approaches you can take, such as August 16th, fasting for 16 hours each day, 5:2, eating normally 5 days per week but restricting calories 2 days per week, or alternate day fasts. Main idea number 4. Exercise is an important part of overall health, and it can help to increase muscle mass and reduce fat. However, it is not the most important factor in weight loss. Diet plays a much larger role in achieving healthy body composition than exercise does. In The Obesity Code, Unlocking the Secrets of Weight Loss by Jason Fung, he explains that while exercise can be beneficial for overall health, it should not be seen as a substitute for diet when trying to lose weight. Fung emphasizes that diet has a greater impact on weight loss than exercise does because food choices are what determine how many calories you consume each day. Eating fewer calories than your body needs will result in weight loss regardless of how much physical activity you do. Therefore, if someone wants to achieve their desired body composition, they must focus on making healthier dietary choices first. In conclusion, exercise is an important component of overall health but should not be relied upon as the primary means for losing weight or achieving desired body composition goals. A balanced approach which includes both proper nutrition and regular physical activity is necessary for optimal results. Main idea number 5. Diet is the most important factor in weight loss, and understanding how different foods affect the body is essential for successful weight loss. Eating a balanced diet with plenty of vegetables and avoiding processed foods is key. This means eating whole grains, lean proteins, healthy fats, fruits and vegetables while limiting added sugars and unhealthy fats. In addition to eating a balanced diet, it's also important to watch portion sizes. Eating too much of any food can lead to weight gain regardless of its nutritional content. It's best to eat smaller meals throughout the day rather than large meals that are high in calories. Finally, drinking plenty of water throughout the day helps keep you hydrated and full so you don't overeat or snack on unhealthy options between meals. Staying active by exercising regularly will also help boost your metabolism, which can aid in weight loss. Main idea number 6. Stress can lead to weight gain, as it can cause the body to produce more cortisol, which can lead to increased appetite and cravings for unhealthy foods. Cortisol is a hormone that is released in response to stress and has been linked with an increase in fat storage around the abdomen. This type of fat storage increases risk factors for heart disease, diabetes, and other health issues. Reducing stress levels is important for successful weight loss. Finding healthy ways to cope with stress, such as exercise, yoga, or meditation, can help reduce cortisol levels and decrease food cravings. Additionally, eating a balanced diet full of nutrient-dense foods like fruits and vegetables will provide your body with essential vitamins and minerals needed for optimal health. It's also important to get enough sleep each night, since lack of sleep has been linked with higher levels of cortisol production. Aiming for 7 to 9 hours per night should be sufficient in helping you manage your stress levels while still allowing you time to rest. Main idea number 7. Sleep is essential for weight loss, as it helps to regulate hormones and reduce stress. Getting enough sleep is important for successful weight loss, as it can help to control hunger levels by regulating the hormones ghrelin and leptin. Ghrelin stimulates appetite while leptin signals satiety. When we don't get enough sleep, our bodies produce more ghrelin and less leptin, leading us to feel hungrier than usual. In addition to controlling hunger levels, getting adequate rest also increases energy levels, which can make exercise easier and more enjoyable. Exercise is an important part of any weight loss plan because it burns calories and builds muscle mass, which helps boost metabolism. Without sufficient rest, however, exercising may be difficult or even impossible due to fatigue. Finally, lack of sleep has been linked with increased stress levels, which can lead to emotional eating or overeating in general. Stress causes the body to release cortisol, a hormone that triggers cravings for unhealthy foods like sugar and fat, so getting enough rest can help keep these cravings at bay. Main idea number 8. Portion control is an important factor in successful weight loss. Eating smaller portions and avoiding processed foods can help to reduce calorie intake, which is essential for losing weight. By controlling the amount of food you eat at each meal, you can ensure that your body receives the right amount of nutrients without consuming too many calories. In his book The Obesity Code, Unlocking the Secrets of Weight Loss, Jason Fung explains how portion control plays a key role in achieving healthy weight loss. He suggests that by eating smaller meals more frequently throughout the day, it will be easier to keep track of what you are eating and avoid overeating. Additionally, he recommends avoiding processed foods as they often contain hidden sugars and fats that can add extra calories to your diet. Overall, portion control is an important part of any successful weight loss plan. By monitoring how much food you consume at each meal and avoiding processed foods with added sugar or fat content, it's possible to reduce calorie intake while still getting all the necessary nutrients from a balanced diet. Main idea number 9. Avoiding processed foods is essential for successful weight loss, as they are often high in calories and low in nutrients. Eating whole, unprocessed foods is key for successful weight loss, as they are more nutritious and can help to reduce calorie intake. Whole foods contain fewer additives than processed ones, so you'll be able to better control your calorie intake while still getting the vitamins and minerals that your body needs. Whole grains such as oats or quinoa provide complex carbohydrates that will keep you feeling full longer than simple carbs like white bread or pasta. Fruits and vegetables are also great sources of fiber, which helps with digestion and keeps you feeling fuller longer. Lean proteins such as chicken breast or fish provide important amino acids needed for muscle growth without adding too many extra calories. By avoiding processed foods, you can ensure that your diet consists of healthy whole food options that will help support a healthy lifestyle. Not only will this help with weight loss, but it can also improve overall health by providing essential vitamins and minerals. Main idea number 10. Eating slowly can help with weight loss, as it can help to reduce calorie intake and prevent overeating. Eating slowly allows the body time to recognize when it is full, which helps to avoid overconsumption of calories. Additionally, eating slowly gives the body more time to digest food properly and absorb nutrients from meals. In addition to aiding in weight loss, eating slowly has other benefits. It can reduce stress levels by allowing for a more relaxed mealtime experience. Eating slower also increases satisfaction from meals because it allows for greater enjoyment of flavors and textures. Taking the time to savor each bite may lead people to feel fuller faster than if they were rushing through their meal. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.books.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy further readings.